Sometimes we ask ourselves, why doesn't Christ solve all our problems? I'm sure that many of us who have prayed have wondered when, you know, Jesus is going to answer our prayers. And that's why patience is a virtue, you know, because he knows the right time. But then some prayers he doesn't answer. Like here in the gospel, he wanted Christ to intercede for him for his inheritance. And Jesus then talks about being greedy and putting your trust in the possessions of the world and being greedy and not putting your faith in God where it should be. And that's sometimes what happens to us. Sometimes we wonder why God doesn't answer our prayers, but where is our faith? Is our faith in what we own? Is our faith only when he answers our prayers? Also, there's a thing of us carrying our crosses. Nobody likes to carry a cross. You know, we look at other people and say, boy, they have an easy life. Why do I have these problems? And then again, we see other people who are worse off than us, and we say, boy, I'm glad I'm not that person. But the thing is, we all have to carry our crosses. Jesus came into this world and showed us. Even though at the moment of crucifixion, when he's hanging on the cross, he said, you know, to take away this cup. But he says, but let it be your will, not mine. He knew that in life we have to all carry our crosses, no matter what it is. And the thing is, do we hold God against it because we have crosses to bear? I came down to Florida, now being 12 years. I retired from the U.S. Postal Service as a senior computer systems analyst. I came down here thinking, good, I retire, I relax, take it easy, and my wife and I, we travel and all that. Well, other things happen. My daughter, who was married, came down with us, and after 2 years being down here, she gave birth to our first grandson. And she developed, right after birth, MS, multiple sclerosis. And so she needed to be taken care of. So then the plans about we had to put to the side. We had to help take care of her. And, you know, take care of our newly born grandson. And after a couple of years, her MS doctor says, you know, sometimes when a woman gives birth, things don't go back to normal the way it was. And some women develop MS because of that. And then when they give birth to the second child, everything goes back to place. So she gave birth to our second grandson, but instead of getting better, she got worse. And she has to be, you know, she really lives in a wheelchair for most of the time. And so, again, my wife and I had to continue taking care. And I pray to God, and I've taken her to healing masses and all that. And I say to myself, you know, when are you going to heal her? And I still have hope. But I know that I still have to carry my cross. Am I happy with it? No. Would I like my daughter to be healed? Yes. But I have to accept that this is maybe what God wants at this point in my life, to take care of my wife and I, take care of our daughter, to be there for her, you know, to make sure that things are going right. And I look back at things in life and I see God's hand in our lives, how he's helped us. He hasn't healed her, but he has helped us along the way. For instance, when I told you I retired from the post office, I retired at the age of 56. If I would have still been working, I wouldn't have been able to help my wife take care of my daughter and my grandchildren. She would have been stuck doing it by herself. It would have been a hard load for her. So I realized that God, you know, helped me, you know, so I can retire. So then I can help her. This is what I wanted? No. But I got to wear my cross. And I still have hope. The one day I can be at this podium and say, my daughter's healed. But if she's not, I'm still going to take care of her I'm still going to have faith in God. I'm still going to believe in Him. I'm still going to worship Him because He helps me in many other ways. And sometimes we don't realize God's hand in our life. But when we begin to reflect back, we can meditate and realize He's always been in our lives. What I like to do to make you be aware of some things in your life that you might not be aware of or think is important, I want to present to you a quiz, a two-part quiz. And each other part of the quiz is going to have three questions. And what I'm going to do is ask you the three questions, you keep them to yourself, you answer them, and then I'll do the second part and ask them, okay? Here's the first part, three questions for the first part of the quiz. Name the most valuable players of the last World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup Finals, and NBA Finals. Name five Nobel or Pulitzer Prize winners. Name the winner of the last two Miss America contests. Now, keep to yourself how many questions you answer from there, all right? Here's part two questions. Name a teacher who has helped you learn to grow as a person. Name someone who has helped you through a difficult time. And question three, name two friends who have been there for you during good times and bad. Now, I'm pretty sure that most of you had more answers for the second questions than the first one. What does this show? That sometimes we don't put importance on people who have had an effect in our lives instead of people who are our most valuable players or in the Hall of Fame or have statues in the community. But when we reflect on these other people, these people had meanings in our lives. These are the people who have touched us. These are the people who had an effect in our lives that we have buried in our back of our mind. But when we reflect on them, we know that these people existed. This is what Jesus says. We have to reflect on what's important. We have to give our recognition to those who have done good things in our lives. We are ordinary people. We might not be in the Hall of Fame or whatever, but we all have missions. And our mission is to be like the people on the last three questions, to make a difference in someone's life, to touch somebody, to be there for someone. Those are the missions that each one of us who are ordinary people have and can do. And that is what God seeks of us. As ordinary as we are, we can still do good things in life, fulfill our mission, carry our crosses, and be faithful to God. Amen.